According to the Centers for Disease Control, there have been over 980 cases of measles in the United States this year. That's the highest number of cases since the disease was declared eliminated in 2000. North Carolina has been missing from the outbreak map, but are we prepared? Jared Brumbaugh has more.
Measles has been confirmed in more than two dozen states, including Tennessee and Georgia, which border North Carolina.
We like to say here that measles is just a plane ride away.
Justin Albertson, the vaccine preventable disease epidemiologist with the State Division of Public Health, says the highly contagious virus spreads through coughing and sneezing and can easily live up to 2 hours in the air.
There isn't measles currently circulating in North Carolina, but it can always be brought in from other countries, or in the situation we have now, it could be brought in from other states since there is transmission ongoing in other parts of the country.
Measles starts as a respiratory illness with symptoms including fever, cough, runny nose, and conjunctivitis. Days later, white spots appear in the mouth, followed by a rash that covers a person's body.
Measles is an acute viral disease that is very contagious. It's probably one of the most contagious diseases that we know of.
Measles spreads easiest among people who are unvaccinated, those who can't get the vaccine, including infants less than 2 months, and people who are immunocompromised are also susceptible. While rarely fatal, measles can be a very serious illness. At its worst, it can cause pneumonia, seizures, blindness, or inflammation of the brain. If an outbreak were to happen here in North Carolina, Albertson says it's unlikely that it would get out of hand because of our high vaccination rate.
But we do have pockets of unvaccinated persons in some of our communities that have high rates of vaccine exemptions. And if the measles virus got into those groups of people who are unvaccinated, it could spread among those groups.
Albertson says the plan involves healthcare providers, local health departments, and laboratories quickly notifying the State Division of Public Health.
Our typical procedure when there's a case of measles is to quickly isolate the case so that they can't expose any other people, and then to track contacts to the case to make sure that they are immune to measles. If they aren't immune, it's possible that they would have to be excluded from work or school, or even quarantined in their home.
Hospitals in eastern North Carolina have directives to address a number of highly infectious diseases, including measles. Manager of Infection Prevention at Carolina East, Kathy Fisher, says the first step is getting the patient into quarantine.
Let's say a patient walked into the ER and we suspected that they had measles. So the first thing we would do is isolate that patient, put a mask on that patient, and put them in a room that it's called a negative air pressure room, and basically it takes the air in that room, and rather than recirculating it, it exhausts it straight outside.
Fisher says next they would contact the health department to find out how to treat the patient. If the individual doesn't need hospitalization, they would be treated and sent home, where they would remain in quarantine for up to 21 days.
We're continually working with public health agencies and infectious disease professionals to fine-tune our plan, to evaluate and monitor where the outbreak is and how it's spreading, so that if we were to, you know, have that experience, we would be prepared for it.
Similar contingency plans are in place at ECU's Brody School of Medicine in Greenville. Professor of Medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases, Paul Cook.
The last case of measles I saw was in 1989.
Cook says the State Department of Health has ramped up education and awareness of measles among physicians. He says they provided material on what to look for, along with information on how to treat the disease.
I think that there is an increased awareness of trying to identify a condition that, quite frankly, most younger physicians and providers have never seen, which is a problem. So you see it in a textbook or you see it on some web page, but you probably have never seen a case in your life.
Cook says the best way to protect yourself is to make sure you're up to date on the vaccine. One dose is considered to be 93% effective at preventing measles, and two doses is 97% effective.
In general, it's pretty well tolerated. It can cause a little bit of low-grade fever afterwards, which is very common for what we call live vaccines.
Primary care doctors, family physicians, local health departments, and some pharmacies provide MMR vaccines. Since measles has been making national headlines recently, Pharmacist at Relo Drugstore in New Bern, Casey Weaver, says she's had about a dozen people inquiring about the vaccine and wanting to know if they should get a booster. Until a couple of weeks ago, she says the vaccine wasn't even available from their wholesaler.
Pharmacies haven't had a reason since 2000 when it was eradicated to buy it. We actually, interestingly enough, a couple years ago, I remember being here, we were struggling so hard to get another pharmacy to buy it from us because they were about to expire because we hadn't given the vaccine in years and years and years.
A few local doctor's offices have called the pharmacy where she works to ask about purchasing the vaccine for their patients. Weaver says they're holding off for now because of cost and the vaccine stability issues.
The way that the drug is made, it's a live attenuated vaccine, so it has to be kept in the freezer. The second it's taken out of the freezer, you have 30 minutes until it expires.
Weaver says the vaccine is now back in stock from their wholesaler if they need to order it. Health experts say if you've received two vaccines in your lifetime or you were born before the year 1957, you're considered immune to measles. For everyone else, it's recommended that you talk with your doctor to determine if a booster is needed. Prevention is key since there is no specific antiviral treatment if measles develops. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.